Native American elders are viewed as mentors, teachers, and intergenerational transmitters of knowledge. Today, our elders offer you some health advice.
My name is Fred McDougall. I'm a member of the Boys Fort Band of Ojibwe Indians. I live in Hibbing, Minnesota. We have had what they call the COVID-19 pandemic. Personally, I've tested a number of times. I'm a vet, and the veterans make sure that you get the tests and so on and so forth, and tested negative each and every time. However, I followed the immunization program all the way, and I believe that may have had something to do with keeping it away. I live in an apartment building, and there are a lot of people here, but we minimized that exposure to the rest of the people in the building, and there were some COVID symptoms. There were, people did get COVID in the building. My wife tested positive one time, but it was mild. It turned out to be something like the flu, and I don't think the population generally, because it's dense, these are densely populated areas, I don't think they took the precautions that they could have took to ensure that they didn't get exposed to the COVID-19 sort of thing. That kind of explains how, the more populated areas, became more exposed, much of it because of negligence, because I talked to people who absolutely would not try for immunization, which was really a preventative method, but also we're a little lax on the mask mandate. And now that the pandemic has kind of slowed down, there are still people that are contracting it.
Programming for this station is made possible in part by the Minnesota Department of Health. More information about COVID vaccines and boosters, including where to find a vaccination site near you, is online at mn.gov/COVID-19.